Welcome to Piercing the Veil on BBSRadio.com, a show for truth seekers and rebels. Join us every week as we obliterate willful ignorance, corruption, globalist agendas, and more. Tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, and listen carefully as we provide crucial solutions, information awareness, and unique life hacks to improve our planet. Pierce the veil, and the truth will reveal itself.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Piercing the Veil. I've been gone for about a week and a half now. We did a rerun the week before last, and this last week we had a guest host, Amy, along with Corey. We did sort of like a Sunday ramble, just talked about anything and everything, had people call in. Today, Corey's actually away on business, so we're trading off responsibilities here, and I'm just trying to bring you the updated information that everybody's looking for today in, midsummer 2017. There's a lot going on. So today's show is just going to be me by myself, and I will go over a little bit about some current events based on my understanding or my opinion of them, as usual. Usually I just get on my soapbox and rant a little bit and tell you about what I think is going on. You guys could take that for what it's worth and, 2 cents and go buy a cup of coffee or something with it. And then listen to some more Piercing the Veil, all right? Okay, good. So, like I said, Corey's going to be gone. It's just me today. I do want to talk about the increasing nature of false flags that are happening. Yes, I said false flags. I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. There are people that die in these types of events. Right, it's not all crisis actors. It's not all fake, and unfortunately, due to a lot of investigation and a lot of citizen investigators that are basically putting their feet to the fire and putting a spotlight on this type of thing, these people that are coming up, like the Tavistock Institute and the what you would call the Illuminati associations, like the Anti-Defamation League and all these different nonprofit think tanks, if you will, the Rockefeller Institute, all these guys are responsible for coming up with this problem reaction solution method, which is what they're utilizing. It's nothing new. You can look up Operation Gladio, where the United States actually outright admitted that it was using these types of events, aka false flags, all across Italy and the European theater or venue in order to expand their influence and create a lot of destruction and mayhem and chaos in order to come in and seize up power, okay? So yeah, the stuff does happen. It is happening. And people may or may not have died in some of these things, like the New York car accident where there just so happened to be, a terrorist attack, and you got to call it what it is, where this guy just so happens to be there with a professional film crew and photographer crew filming and photographing everything in perfect detail, and all these perfect iconic pictures and things like that. And then you have the numerology behind the dates of all of these events. You know, it's all 22s and 33s and 13s and 9s, and it's just unrefutable when you stack these things up against each other. And then you have the they have the balls to set up these fucking donation pages on Facebook 3 or 4 days in advance of the actual false flag event. So like the Aria Grande page, fan concert thing was one of the rare exceptions where they actually waited until after doing the false flag event to come out and ask for money to support, terrorism. What are they doing? What are they getting that money for? It's not to support the victims of the Manchester bombing or the, the fucking London Bridge bombing or the New York attack or this new van attack that's happened in London. Shit's just popping off everywhere. It's not to support them. It's to get more money so they can fund and do more of these fucking things. I got to tell you, if you don't know what a false flag is, if you're not aware of that the government has been using all these factions of government have been using all of these types of tools against people for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, then you've got a big problem with yourself. It's not the people that are on Facebook saying these things that are crazy. It's not these people that need to prove anything. The burden of disproof in the age of information is there. It will remain there, and you can't escape it. You either educate yourself and make your own conclusions or remain ignorant. And if you remain ignorant, you're just as part of a problem, probably if not more, than the people actually doing this. Well, why is that, Jordan? Well, because if you were fucking awake and you were actually saying something about this like I am and have the fucking balls to say something about it and put your goddamn reputation out there in front of everybody in the whole fucking world and get this information out there, well, then maybe these motherfuckers wouldn't be able to get away with this shit anymore, would they? No, they wouldn't. But until more people like myself and Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, and all sorts of people, even the smallest people like me that have little radio shows. Obviously, I'm not some crazy high-level insider government whistleblower, but I tell you what, I got a lot of good information that I've acquired from inside sources and from personal experience that I'm sharing and spreading, right? And I also understand what's going on. I've got my ear to the ground, so to speak, and I can hear what's coming, okay? And that's what I choose to do with my time and my money every single week, is to pay for this fucking show, which cost me at least $400 a month, so that I can get you guys this information and continue speaking out against these things, okay? You know, a year and a half later, we still don't have a sponsor. We're just too radical. People don't want to, you know, we talk about sex, psychedelics, the nature of the soul, archons, conspiracies, reptilians, secret space programs, aliens, all of it, fucking everything that you could think of, we're talking about it, right? And because of that, it's really hard to get assistance, or I shouldn't say that. It's appeared so far to be pretty difficult to get assistance. So we're putting out a call there for people who want to support people like us. Fucking help us with the show, man. You got a product or a service, you're like a small business or something, you want to get that out there, come on the show. Say something about it. Be a guest. Talk about what you're doing to help the planet. Even give us a commercial spot that we'll run for you in exchange, right? Do something. Okay, we're doing something. You do something. Even if it's not helping us, do something in your life. Change something. Speak up to somebody. Tell a random stranger about chemtrails. Every chance I get with a random stranger, I talk to them, hey, do you know about chemtrails? Do you understand that the government's been licensed to do weapons testing on the general population by congressional records since the 70s, and they've been doing so gratuitously by spraying strontium, barium, and all sorts of other nasty aluminum particulates and nanoviruses and things like that on the population? Oh, you weren't aware of that? Yeah, it's there. It's in the patents. It's in the pictures. It's in the whistleblower testimony. What in the world are they spraying? The documentaries are there. Go look at it. Don't take what I'm saying as true. Go look at that. Right? I tell fucking people what's going on, what I believe to be going on, no matter what. I have no regard for how I sound or what I look like. And that is why I'm successful in building so much trust with people, because they can see I'm authentically, genuinely telling them without reservation, without ego, hey, this is what I believe, this is what I know to be true, this is what you need to look out for and maybe do some of your own research on and fucking wake people up about. Okay? So enough about me and what I'm doing, and enough about the false flags, right? That was the little current events portion, these bullshit Manchester bombings and van killings and running people over in the street and the New York event and, you know, all this stupid bullshit that's designed to have catchy names like the London Bridge attack. You don't think that somebody who was planning this didn't think, oh, well, this is going to go viral and it'll be like a meme in the consciousness of the unaware masses, because they were all taught that thing, London Bridge is falling down, falling down. These guys are having a big fucking laugh at your ass and at your expense because they think you're fucking stupid. And if you're not, well, it's time to fucking prove it, okay? So moving on. I warned you. That was my soapbox, okay? Moving on. Let's get into something that I think is really important, which is the meaning of life, okay? I've talked a lot about the meaning of life. I've talked about purpose. I've talked about soul contracts. I've talked about interference with soul contracts. We've talked about archons. We've talked about the Chimera Group. We talked about all of these programs outside of the body that go on and what reality is like outside of the body. Let's go ahead and talk about what it really means to be here, right? And I know there's an infinite number of ways that could show up to people, but for me personally, for others that I trust, that I've heard their experience on the meaning of life, all of that put together in a general statement, for me, the meaning of life is simply just to have fun, learn your lessons, you know, grow and expand your knowledge as much as you can in every field, and then reject that which doesn't work for you or doesn't fit in your reality or your dimension or your vibration, if you will, the essence of that which is you. If something works for somebody and doesn't work for another person, you can learn about it and have knowledge about it, but then release it from your personal domain or your zone or your soul, if you will. Okay, but definitely grow and expand your knowledge. Be open-minded. That's really, really important. What's the next thing? Don't fucking fall for religion. Yeah, be spiritual. Yes, understand there's a creator. Yes, understand there's a God. But understand that religion, as it's written, on the whole, there's a little snippet of truth here and there, and they do that on purpose to make it seem credible. But on the whole, religion's bullshit. Yes, I'm talking about Buddhism as well, because you're not fucking Buddha. And as far as I'm concerned, you weren't fucking there when Buddha was actually saying what he was saying. Likewise, Christians, you are not Jesus. You were not there when Jesus was saying what he was actually saying. Now, do we have a pretty good idea from the Dead Sea Scrolls and some other authentic texts that haven't been fucked with and changed and bastardized hundreds of times over the years? Do we have a pretty a good idea of who those people were? Sanskrit writings for Buddha and the Indian Vedic texts and things like that. And also for Christians, the Sanskrit Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah, we do know based on that information and some other things that we found that these people were about mainly what they were saying they were about. Buddha was, okay, take the middle path. Don't look at, perceive everything as wholeness or oneness. Don't perceive through desire, because desire only brings suffering, because if you desire, he didn't say don't have desire and don't have things. He said don't be attached to your desires, right? He said take the middle path. What was Jesus saying? He was saying go inside. The only way is through inside. And he was speaking in the vernacular of the day, right? He was telling people that everything, we're all one, but we're all different, and we all have our, there is a general path towards enlightenment, which is seeking your own self, seeking your own knowledge, seeking who you really are, who you truly are in this world, in this universe, without your name, without your worldviews, without your clothes, without your belongings. Who the fuck are you? Stripping yourself down from time to time is super important. Okay? All right, so what is the meaning of life? Well, it's not to get caught up in religion. It's not to get caught up in one or worldview. It's to grow and expand your knowledge, accept that which resonates with you and feels as if it will, and what you know will expand your soul, if you will, or take you to a higher level, and reject the rest because it's not important. Reject the suffering, reject the attachment desires, reject all that shit, okay? And understand there's an element or a thread of truth in everything, because truth pervades all reality. You cannot escape it. Even the most wrong thing, what you would call right or wrong, but in the wrongest of situations, there is an element of truth there. What is that? Well, the truth that shit is wrong. Even though there's no right and wrong, that shit should not be done. You know that it should not be done. You know it's wrong. And again, I keep contradicting, but you know, right and wrong is really positive and negative, efficient, non-efficient, karmically bound, non-karmically bound, all these types of different parameters, if you will. So just putting it as right or wrong is not really necessarily the right or the correct thing, I should say. But there's some shit that you just know is wrong. Child sacrifices, torture, rape and harm of children, rape and harm of anybody, for that matter, right? Physical violence that's not protecting yourself or protecting something, with exception, basically. All these types of things. You just know not to do it, right? Okay, so being able to call that everything what it is and give it its right name, but also understanding that it exists as more than the name at the same time. Well, what is that? Is that contradicting? No, that's the unification, I should say, unifying of opposites, which is what the universe is set up to do. It's a unification of opposites through duality being observed. Okay. All right, so meaning of life, have fun, learn lessons, grow and expand, ascend to different levels of understanding by keeping an open mind and not getting bogged down in religion, accomplish certain goals that you just know inherently you're meant to do. What if you just want to write? If you've known that you've wanted to write, you wrote little poems and sayings and manifestos since you were a little kid, but now you're stuck in some fucking dead-end job because society and everything else about the world was telling you that you're not going to be able to survive unless you put food on the table by making money. And you're not going to be able to make money unless you work for somebody else. okay, well, that's an illusion. It seems real, and it has real consequences because you give it reality, but it's fake. Go be a writer. Go accomplish your life mission. We're going to get into what happens when you don't do your life missions a little bit later in this show, okay? But you definitely, definitely need to be following your instincts. That is the one thing. If you follow your instincts, and this shit sounds simple. It's like, Jordan, you're just telling us what we've heard our whole lives. Okay, well, have you been fucking listening? I didn't think so. Listen. Follow your instincts and reject everything else to the contrary. Even reality. Even your entire life setup of your apartment and your job and your family and your blood, you might have to reject that in order to fulfill your life's mission. And then once you are fulfilling your life's mission, there is nothing stopping you from coming back into wholeness and a balanced vibration and having a family again and reconciling on a stronger foundation and saying, hey guys, I had to, you know, I know you didn't approve of it and I know you think I'm some deadbeat or some failure because I quit my job and I, you know, went to live in a fucking camper in the middle of the wilderness for fucking 6 months, but hey, look what I came back with. I accomplished my life's purpose of writing a novel. And then because you were actually in the zone and because the energy of your success was flowing into the whatever thing you were doing, in this case, this example, a book, right? Because that was present, because there was no interference and you were totally believing in yourself and in alignment with your life's purpose, that book will be successful. It can do nothing but be successful. You don't even have to try to publish it, and somebody will come into your life which will have the ability or the resources to help you publish that. Or it will be known, or you'll become a recognized author. Only if you continue to resonate and be in alignment with that as your life's purpose. But you've already, by taking those chances and those risks that nobody wants to take, well, how can I do this? I have a full-time job, and I've got kids to feed, and blah, 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 blah. Well, I know that 40% of the fucking food in the United States is wasted and goes right to the dumpster off the shelves while it's still fucking cold. And that dumpster is made especially for that food and doesn't have any nasty trash or liquid in it. There are solutions. There are solutions to getting your resources without expending money for them. Everything should be given to you. I agree with that. I don't agree with the socialist, communist bullshit. I agree that everything as a basic right, like basic needs, should be met. And that in that regard or in that way, people can expand and grow and produce and be more valuable than they are now. People are only as valuable as they have to be now because they feel so dejected. When I say people, obviously I mean generally, some of you listeners, especially you listeners that are listening every week, not the people that this is going to make its way to who I'm really speaking for, but you guys really have it. You understand. You're on your path. You're on the way to doing this, like myself, like Corey, like some of the people that we interact with. We're on the way to doing this. We get it. But if you're not, if you're one of the others that has not gotten on board yet with the ability to manifest your resources without using money and being a slave economically to the system, well, it's time to wake up. It's well past time to wake up. Okay? Everybody else is waking up. It's the cool thing to do now. It's even the mainstream thing to do now is to be woke. Right? So we're making momentum. We're making good traction. It's time to join the squad, to use the stupid vernacular of today, okay? All right, so that was the meaning of life in my terms. You know, I went in a few different directions of that. I touched on a few different aspects, but to wrap it up, you really got to follow your instincts. And even if that conflicts or contradicts with what your reality, your day-to-day reality is, and if you choose the safe path of, oh, you know, it just feels safer. It's just, I don't want to take that risk. Well, then, you know, that's your choice, but you're going to have some problems. Okay? All right. Okay, last thing about meaning of life. You definitely want to learn about what death is, how to transition back from the physical to the non-physical without being fucked with, without being disintegrated, without starting over, without losing knowledge, without being hijacked, without being reincarnated back on this fucking prison planet, without being, you know, tricked or duped into coming back into a physical body without your memories. That's something you should definitely check into. Google, use the tools of the quote enemy as I don't know, support, right? That's the first thing of guerrilla warfare, is you use the enemy's resources against them. So if Google is more powerful than the CIA and its resources, which it is, fucking Google your shit. Start Googling things. What is a Saturn return? What is a midlife crisis? What is a blah, blah, blah? You know, start Googling these things. What is the Illuminati? What is blah, blah, blah? And Google will return it, right? And if you're at some point tired of being tracked, then I recommend you go to DuckDuckGo, which uses Google for free but doesn't track you, and do your searches there. Start searching for the things that you are wondering about. Stop just waiting. Just waiting. Oh, maybe the answer will come to me. Maybe I'll figure it out. Go search after that shit. Okay? And likewise, if you have an instinct or a life's purpose that's nagging or calling to you, stop ignoring it and pay attention. Got it? Okay. Let's move on into Saturn returns. I want to talk a little bit about what Saturn return is. This is something I have a lot of grounds to speak about because I'm actually undergoing one right now. In astrophysics and metaphysics and astrology, there is a common thread that's acknowledged, which is the movement of the planets creates certain qualities of energies. And the timing of the movement of the planets happens in cyclical patterns, which means they happen in loops or little loops of time, right? And depending on the proximity and all sorts of other physics factors, size, mass, density, all these other things, it determines the quality of the energy that that planet or that energy object or whatever, what have you, interstellar object, whatever, that it has. Okay, so this is our Earth, this is our Sun, these are the moons, which, by the way, most of those were artificial and brought into our solar system by advanced races so they could terraform the fucking planet. Yeah, that happened. All the ancient civilizations talk about the time before the moon was brought here. I'm going to take a little drink of water and I'll get back into that. And I digress, but speaking of water, the moon controls the feminine energy, and water is the most powerful element on the planet, which is feminine. So take a look into that with your little Google machine as well. So back to Saturn return, what is it? Well, it's basically a particular energy that happens at a particular time or cycle that affects people in a particular way. Well, what is Saturn typically known for in most of these New Agey groups? Well, a certain number of people know that Saturn is actually worshipped by as a black sun by a lot of the Illuminati because of its power. They're using it negatively, obviously, but you don't have to. You don't have to take that frame, position, or perspective, right? You can put your own spin on it and use the energy however you want it. Well, Jordan, what are you really saying? Well, I'm saying that Saturn is an energy of power. And typically, most people will experience this energy, this return of Saturn in their life around halfway through the life span. So that's typically usually at around 30 to 35, you're going to get this coming into your life. Well, what do I mean? Well, your networks grow stronger. Your finances grow stronger. Without you visualizing, without you manifesting, without you doing anything, it starts to creep in on you. And if you're aware of it, you notice that things start getting a little bit better for the most part. And this is, and I'm speaking on an example of if you're in alignment, if you're already in harmony with what you should be doing in your life, okay, or close to it. Because a Saturn return is sort of like a course correction of the higher self. Higher self goes, hey, you're off course, let's bring you back. And you start to see the signs, right? I just apologize, guys, my voice is starting to go out and it's just me talking here, so... Okay, so, well, what does that mean? Well, Saturn means that material wealth, power, the ability to manifest, having things come to you quickly, all of those things will be heightened. If you are in alignment with it, it will be heightened even more to an exponential degree, times 10, if you will. Okay? So, if you are, like myself, 30 to 31 to 35 years old, however old you are in that range, you are likely experiencing these types of symptoms, spiritual symptoms, if you will. Well, what can you do about it? Well, first of all, recognize it. You know now I told you about it, or you found out instinctively on your own, because that's the universe is funny that way. I'll tell you how funny the universe is. I listen to alternative music, and there's a program called the, I forget what it's called, but it's on Sundays on 91.7 KXT here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they have randomly picked just very rare up and coming artists, songs that haven't been heard, just little silly stuff here and there, right? Well, I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts. Well, Jordan, what is your favorite shirt? Well, it's my fucking Piercing the Veil shirt. It's my radio show. I wear it all the time. It's my favorite shirt. And I'm listening to this program. And what comes on is a song about my favorite shirt. And it's singing a song about how wonderful it is and how nice it is to have something you love so much that's on you all the time and blah, 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 blah. And I'm literally thinking this of how much I appreciate my shirt as I'm listening to this radio program go, you know, I love my shirt, right? You can call that serendipity. You can call that synchronicity. But that is the universe speaking to you. And that is the type of tool that it will use when it comes to speaking about your Saturn return. The universe will use little silly things like that or events or happenings to let you know or to wake you up and say, hey, fucking pay attention, guy. Look what I'm bringing you. Okay? So that is when you start seeing things happen like that and the synchronicity just becomes too much almost and it's just happening back to back, you need to open up, recognize, open up and say, fill me. Fill me with the power that I know is mine, that I deserve, that I know to have. Thank you, higher self. Thank you, higher soul. Thank you, creator, whoever you believe in, for returning this energy that was lost to me and is now mine again. Okay? Because that's something I didn't mention. When you enter this body in this particular region, at least, when you enter a body on this fucking prison planet called Earth, typically you'll lose your memory of who you are, were in the past, where you came from, your abilities, your powers, your energies, your accumulated wealth. What do you mean wealth, Jordan? You can't have wealth if you're a baby. Well, no, your spiritual wealth, right? All of the things you've accumulated, which you have a resonance to, you are resonating with and attaching to. Well, by nature of coming through this fucked up reincarnation loop here in the prison planet called Earth, typically most people are left with naked and without those things. So you have to go through a whole bunch of shit in your life that triggers you, your environment triggers you or shifts you or molds you back into a spot or an energy state of resonance where you can then resonate at the same frequency of the energy that was once lost to you or taken from you, and then boom, it passes through the physical reality from the spiritual and locks back into your body. What happens? Well, you start getting bigger. Your muscles start developing without working out. Your finances, like I said, start coming out of nowhere. People start helping you, want to help you out of nowhere. Resources start showing up to you back to back and almost so fast that you can't keep up with a place to store them. Your material wealth is overflowing so much, right? Everything that you could ever want, your basic needs are taken care of without you having to struggle. Everybody will experience a snippet of this in their life, and typically the longest snippet will appear during the 30 to 35 year range, okay? So what am I saying? Well, first, recognize, open up, accept it. Second, start rolling with it. Start taking positive action. Start doing something about it. Set up a business. Start a business. Start a network. Start a church. Start a ministry. Start a radio show. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Not that fucking hard. Just costs a little bit of money. But hey, you're getting your resources anyways, aren't you? Right? Nothing's impossible. Everything takes care of itself. Okay? So this is what you should start doing. Actually, identify what is your purpose? What the fuck are you here to do? And start doing it, because that is the purpose of your Saturn return. It's saying, it's your soul saying, hey, I'm building this foundation because you lost your old one and you have yet to build it on your own. No worries. You know, you lost your memories, but you've yet to build it on your own. So let me build it for you again. And hey, will you please start getting on track with your fucking mission, guy? Start writing the books you need to write. Start being on TV where you need to be. Start saying the things you need to say. Start talking to random strangers. Start your church. Start your whatever the fuck you want to do. What is your purpose? Start going skydiving and showing people how to get over their fears. You understand? Start being the best parent that you could be to your children and way showing and guiding them and giving them the knowledge they need to know on how to transition when they grow up and die. Because there is nothing more important than your death in this life. There is nothing more important. I'll say it again. There is nothing more important than your death in this life. Huh? What I mean is you can prepare for nothing that is more important than transitioning from this life. yes, enjoy life while you're in the moment. Be in the moment. Enjoy, love, laugh, live, experience, grow. But prepare to take those experiences with you. Because if you're not ready and you just cross over, you're going to get fucking brain wiped, put right back into another fucking body, just tossed through some fucking bullshit white light tunnel, right back in, and then bada bing, bada boom, you fucking start all over again and your energy gets harvested and you don't fucking learn anything. Or you, maybe you do, and then you lose it all over again. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of eons of your time and your energy. Okay? And is that changing? I'm not bringing a defeatist attitude here. Yes, it's changing. I am part of it, of the change. Edward Snowden is part of the change. WikiLeaks is part of the change. Every single person who's out there whistleblowing and giving information is part of the change. David Icke, Corey Good, David Wilcox. Fuck yeah. Love those guys. Blessings to them. Keep doing what you're doing, right? I'll keep doing what I'm doing. Nobody will ever stop me. They won't ever stop me. I've got programs that are going right now that if anybody was to assassinate me, not only would that come back on them for hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, and all of their, anybody who's tied into their spiritual family would totally be fucked spiritually. But every single little bit of knowledge that I've ever had will instantly be released to everybody on this planet. And it may take them a year, may take them 3 years, it may take them 10 years, but those people will have this little bug in their brain like, hey, maybe you should figure out what a near-death experience is like, or hey, maybe you should figure out what happens after death, or hey, maybe you should understand that factions of the CIA and NSA and other governmental agencies have turned rogue because they were originally founded by the Nazi SS fucking people in the first place. God damn it. Maybe you guys will start fucking saying these things and doing something about it, right? Do I intend on leaving? No. Do I intend on this change happening while I'm still here? Yeah. So either way, I'm covered. But these are the things that you guys can start thinking about, these thought experiments like Tesla and Einstein used to do. It's not crazy to think about stuff like this. It's not crazy to create little bubbles or dimensions or energies that hold these concepts for you and release them at a given time. Okay? That's essentially what the Saturn return is. It's your soul going, okay, all right, guy. I waited 30 fucking years, I waited this long, and you still haven't done your shit, and this energy is coming back around to you where you're at on this planet at this time, so this is the most efficient point, the highest peak point of power and efficiency that I can get to help you, and so here you go, right? So use it. What did I say before? Recognize that you're having a Saturn return. Open yourself to it. Let your higher self fill you with all the base needs and everything, your basic needs and everything that needs to be taken care of. Okay? And then start doing positive actions. Start doing things that are in line with what you know to be true that you're supposed to be doing. Well, how do I do that, Jordan? Everything's so fucking hard. Well, no, it's not. That's just your perception. Okay? It is your perception. It really is. And I find that if I'm walking outside in the cold, or it's raining and I feel uncomfortable and my body feels uncomfortable, that is the perfect time for me to not complain and to actually go, oh, maybe I should change my perception. I'm getting a chance to train my body to be a badass fucking warrior, to withstand and handle anything and be so unfuckwithable that nobody can ever fucking come close, not even nature. And you know what? I don't feel as cold. I still fucking feel cold. Don't get me wrong. I'm not naive. Fucking bodily reactions are bodily reactions, but you have control over them with practice, and it gets easier for me. Okay, so what am I saying? I'm saying, fuck your excuses. Tough love here, people. Fuck your excuses. They're bullshit. Excuses never got anybody anywhere. All they did was hold you back. Go ahead, I'll wait. You name a time when excuse ever got you anywhere. Oh, but it kept me from having to go and do something. No, it kept you from doing something that you were supposed to do, and then you had to encounter some sort of negative karma to fix the fact that you didn't go do what you were supposed to do, however that showed up to you. Eh? Yeah, that's right. Okay, so there's no excuses. Jordan, I can't do my Saturn. I can't embrace my Saturn return because I've got to. But no, fuck that. Make the hard choice. You got to go live in a tent somewhere, in dispersed camping, and come to meditation or terms with your life. If you got to go to Vipassana and take a 10-day vacation, if you got to quit your job, if you got to distance yourself from your family, if you've got to leave a toxic relationship, fucking do it. Stop making the goddamn excuse. It's not worth it. You're worth more. You are worth more than that excuse. It's worthless. Just do it. Fuck you, Nike. I came up with that first. Just do it. Okay? I was just doing it ever since I was 4 years old, escaping from my fucking house and going wherever I wanted at 3 a.m. in the morning, walking down the street, ending up in front of the toy store, looking at all the toys. Because I fucking wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I did it. And I'm still doing it. Okay? Let me soften it up for you a little bit and bring my feminine aspect into it. There's been a lot of male prodding. Okay? I embrace where you guys are at. I embrace the troubles and the realities that are showing up to you. But I want to gently remind you that you are your troubles. You are your realities. Do certain people have Do certain people have an influence? They didn't want me to say that. Yes, they do. People have an influence on you. But did you make the original decision to get yourself in a position or to be available to the people that are influencing you and to be involved with their dimensions? Yes, you did. Is there something you can do about it now? Yes, there is. Okay? There is no excuse that will ever stand up to the power that is you. You are all you need. And the biggest tool you could ever use is your perception. Perceiving everything as wholeness, balanced, and neutral. Or positive. Or if you do perceive something as negative, ask its energy. Hey, I see your negative energy. Can I use you for positive purposes and balance out some stuff in my life? Great, thanks, appreciate it. Thanks for teaching me that lesson. Boom, you just settled some karma with something that you were thinking negatively about. Thanks, Jordan. You're welcome, guys. Okay. All right, so moving on from Saturn return, let's get into the nitty-gritty of what happens when you are just totally fucking resisting what you're supposed to be doing. You're resisting your life's purpose. You're resisting what you know to be true. Maybe you've been in a dead-end job for 10 years or 5 years, and all that delusional, oh, it will change, or this is where I need to be, or I'm just doing what I need to do, that's finally coming to an end, right? What do you start feeling if a Saturn return passes by unused? You start feeling a sense of loss, sort of like you've lost somebody, sort of like somebody in the family died. You feel a sense of loss to your life, a sense of and what does this manifest in? Well, it manifests in thinking about the good old days, thinking about how memory – I do this right now, and I'm in my Saturn return, so I can't imagine what it would be for somebody in a midlife crisis. You want people, if you have a family member that's going through a midlife crisis right now, just understand that everything that they thought they knew about the reality and who they were as a person is coming to a very unceremonious halt, and it's just crashing all the way down around their feet. Okay, everything that they built up around themselves during their life is just going. Have a little compassion. At the same time, it's a pretty good time for you to be a guide and a shower of how to do it right and to be in your passion, to be authentic, to be who you are, to reject the reality that tells you you can't do this because you need to pay bills or you need to feed yourself, that you can only get this food from money and blah, 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 right? Be the person that shows the person in the midlife crisis, hey, this is not the only way. You don't need to fall apart. You just need to come back to what you were meant to do, right? And help them. Whether you draw with that person every day, whether you talk to them every day, whether you guys go and fish on the lake, whether you go to the beach, whether you go to a movie, whether you go to something like a counseling class, whatever you're doing, make sure you're doing it with the intent to return to your life's purpose. This is my advice for you guys in a midlife crisis. Well, for some of you that are doing it right, like myself and possibly our listeners here that actually listen every week, how can we show these guys what's right? Well, by interacting with strangers, because you never know who's having a midlife crisis, okay? And if you see positive signs in a family member, go help that person out. Jordan, what are those signs? Oh, shit. Well, it can happen many different ways. Typically, what you'll see is huge emotional swings. It's almost as if I call bipolar bullshit. There is a symptom of energetic shift that presents itself as bipolar, But the medical condition itself, I call bullshit. Okay. But we're going to use the term bipolar because it's polarities. A huge swing of cycles of swings of polarities from positive to negative, back and forth. Constantly, whether that's in minutes, over the course of hours or days or weeks, you will notice that it gets faster, faster, and more frequent. And it will start getting more frequent if it's not taken care of. No, I'm not telling you to go medicate your family member. I'm telling you to let them know and talk to them bluntly and say, hey, are you really doing what you wanted to do in life? Come right out and say that shit. Be open. Like, hey, are you happy? Like, are you fucking happy, Dad? Like, are you happy with your life right now? You go to work 6 days a week for 12 hours a day? Can you really tell me this is what you saw yourself doing? I didn't think so. It's okay that you feel bad about it. I am here for you. How can I support you in changing your lifestyle? What can I do to help you? Or what can you do to help yourself? You want to just bounce some of those ideas off of me? I'm here for you as a sounding board. Do whatever you can without obligating yourself unnecessarily. Okay? That's how you can help these people. So what are you going to be noticing, or what are you going to be seeing in somebody that has a midlife crisis? Well, like I said, huge mood swings, energetic swings, not just mood swings, change in personality. And obviously you have the financial stuff that goes along with that, crazy spending habits, purchasing crazy, huge things like going on a long vacation when he knows that he's about to lose his job if he does, doing all sorts of other stuff, right? And what's funny about that is a lot of the stuff that the person's doing instinctively feels like they want to do to have fun or be cool or feel young again or whatever is just a side effect of the principal cause. And that cause is, hey, you need to come back to who you truly are. Well, because that person's so lost, they're doing it for the wrong reason. They're like, oh, I'm going to go get a car so I can be cool again. Or I'm going to go skydive so it'll be fun. Or I'm going to do this or blah, blah, blah. Now, if somebody had let them know, hey, you're going through a midlife crisis, it's because you missed out on your Saturn return, or you've gotten so far away from who you're supposed to be as a person or a soul. Hey, that's what's going on. If you want to go do these things, fine. But now that you know this, do it with the intent or the manifestation intent to come back to you as a person. Go have fun. Go buy that house. Go buy that car. Go hot rod sports around looking to pick up hotties. Go pick up the hotties. Go fuck the hotties. Whatever you're trying to do, right? And I'm just using generalizations. Go do what you want to do. But the intent of how you're doing it is what's really important. Likewise, using a drug is not important. The intent of what you're using that drug for is important. Using an excuse, right? That is a different thing. Using an excuse doesn't help anybody. The intent of using an excuse is automatically to avoid dealing with something. So you've canceled out any type of good thing that could come from that. But if you're doing anything else that people would say is wrong or crazy, or you know, you can't do that, or you're not supposed to do that, or that's not done in polite society, well, give them the big old F you, flip them off with a bird, and go do your shit. But make sure you're doing it consciously. Okay? And make sure you're helping people, other people on the way. Because if you're building up your karmic and your spiritual wealth, you really can't go wrong. All right. Okay, so that was a midlife crisis. What is it, Jordan? Well, basically, it's when people miss their Saturn return. Well, Jordan, what's a Saturn return? Well, it's a point in your life, typically from the mid-range of your life, usually 30 to 35, where everything will start trying to go right for you, where your soul will start trying to realign you to your life's purpose. And if you're already doing your life's purpose, luckily I am, and lucky you listeners, you're probably doing that too. Well, if that's the case, then you're going to see a huge boost, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to have fun, and you're going to be able to help more people. Congratulations to you. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your own work. Okay? Good for you. All right? And if not, well, you always have a chance to come back into alignment. And now we're going to talk about, well, what if I've missed my Saturn return? And let me take a drink of water for this one. We're about 45 minutes in, guys. It's doubtful because I didn't really promote this episode that much. But if anybody who is listening wants to call in, that number is 888-429-5471, station 2. chat with me about anything. You're not going to interrupt the flow of the show. I can handle anything. If you want to say, Jordan, you're an asshole, I don't believe you, and have some sort of argument or counter-argument, I'm open-minded. And if you should somehow convince me, which is not likely, but if you should somehow convince me, then I'll agree with you on your points. This is what an open discourse looks like. It's not necessary to agree with somebody in order to have a conversation or to even have a valuable exchange. That's a fallacy that's promoted, is that people must fall in line with others' opinions. No, that's not true. Just like everything, you take what's useful from what people are saying, discard the rest for what's not useful to you, and move on. Okay? So again, 888-429-5471. You want to chat with me, chop it up, give me a comment, ask a question, beat me up a little about what I've been saying, challenge me, whatever you want to do, I welcome it. Come on board. The rest of the show we'll spend having a great time. And you'll be famous because the show goes around the world syndicated through iTunes and other places all the way. It's real popular in Germany. They really like it over in Poland area, Europe, France, surprisingly. is real popular. Norway loves my show. In the United States as well, the East Coast. For some reason, the East Coast loves my show. New York, and a lot of you guys here in Dallas are listening too. Every time I look at where this is being shared, where my podcasts are being shared, Texas is just blowing up the spot. So thank you, Texas. I love you. Okay, let's get to the last part of the show real quick. What about time travel? Well, I assert that time is a frequency, and that it leaves an imprint, an echo that can always be traveled back to, and it also sends out a forward wave that can be traveled to as well, to probable timelines. Now, the echo is set in stone, obviously, and the timelines are not, because those are fluid. And the present moment is experienced as it's being experienced, just by any person or observer. Well, what if you've missed your Saturn return? What if you're 50, 60 years old? How do you get back there? Well, start remembering, start using your memory, and going back with the intent not to go, oh, poor me, those times were so good, they're so much better than now, I miss them so much, I feel so sad, this overwhelming sadness. Fuck that. Use the intent to go back and take the energy that's still there and use it. You can collapse that memory. You can go back and say, okay, I remember that during my 30s I had a lot of shitty stuff happen to me, but there were some indications that some good stuff was about to happen, and it just all went pear-shaped for some reason. I don't really know what happened. Oh, wait, yeah, now I do. I missed my fucking Saturn return. So let me go back and relive in my memory every single one of those memories. And the feelings and the emotions and everything that comes up organically and naturally, I'm not going to try to repress those, but I'm going to understand that I get to use that energy, even if I feel bad or sad or start crying, I can use that energy to apply in my life now. So I'm going to time travel back, pick up that echo or that energy of that Saturn return that I missed, which turned out to be a midlife crisis, which beat me all up and down and over the head in my life and fucked with me so much. And now I'm going to take that back with me 20 years later. I'm going to pull that through time, and I'm going to use that fucking energy. I'm going to use it. Your thoughts are things. Your creations are things. Your ability to think about a concept, your ability to try out a concept in your head, actually gives energy to that concept. It gives you the ability to transact, to take energy away, to do things with that energy. You have the ability to do whatever you want, not just in the body. Okay? So, anything is possible, by the way, guys. There's people that climb 5,000 foot sheer faces of cliffs repeatedly and do it as a hobby with no ropes whatsoever. And they're still here. Still fucking here. There's a bunch of crazy people over in Russia. The pastime for the kids, the rebellious thing to do is not to do drugs and have sex, but it's to see who can fucking climb up to the top of the radio fucking towers, 600, 700, 800 fucking feet up in the sky and dangle off like it doesn't scare you, right? There's some fucking crazy ass people that are in their power on this planet. It's time for you to be one of them. Okay? I'm not saying you gotta climb the fucking tower to be cool. I'm saying be you and you'll be cool. Be you without reservation. Be you without worrying about what anybody else thinks. Be yourself. Be yourself. Remember what your mom always used to sing to you? Be yourself. She was fucking right, man. She was right. Be yourself. Fucking do your shit. Be what you want to be. Do what you want to do, and don't let anybody or anything get in your way. Have such a power and an energy about you of your goal and what you want to do that it is impossible for you not to succeed. There is no possible outcome but the outcome that which you have set for yourself. And in that regard, you will succeed in everything that you do. You will reclaim your Saturn power if you've missed it, which is the time traveling technique I just told you about, going back and reliving your memories. But doing so with the intention, and maybe using crystals or some sort of medium of storage to store that energy, with the intention that you're going to use the energy from those events, whether they are bad or good, and propel yourself forward and upward and onward. Okay? All right. Well, I talked a little bit in this show about what happens before and after you leave this physical body, or excuse me, before you come in and after you leave. It's been a long time since I've ever met anyone who had a grasp or a substantial grasp on what happens outside of the body. But recently I came across a man named Eugene Braxton, who seems to be the world's leading foremost authority on near-death experience. Aside from my own experiences, a lot of what he's saying lines up with what I have to say. It's not all daisies and dandelions outside of the body, guys. There's a lot of nasty shit that happens, just like on this planet. Okay? And it's avoidable. How do you avoid it? By being smart and being prepared and understanding and knowing what's coming and being prepared for it, building your spiritual karma, building your wealth, building your energy. Using every single breath I take until the moment I die will be used to store up energy that will completely kick anybody's fucking ass that tries to fuck with me when I leave the body. Anybody that's trying to loop me into the white light or suck me into the white light, I will be propelled away from it and be able to do whatever I want. Of course, you're going to have to go through a plasma tunnel, or you're going to have to go to the higher realms. How you get there, if you get there, and if it's of your own accord, that's a different story. If you are of a higher energy, order of energy, and you try to stay in a lower order of energy, you can, but you're going to have like what happens when you miss your Saturn return. There's disharmony, or there's a dissonance, if you will. And eventually you're going to get kicked right up to where you're supposed to be in the first place. Okay? So you either do it of your own accord, or you get fucked with and taken somewhere on somebody else's accord, which is groups of entities that have been amassing power outside of the body and succubusing off of other people and their religious beliefs in this area on this planet for a long time so that they can stay sustained without having to take another body and so on and so forth. So this, and I have not spoken with Eugene about these, my opinions on this yet, and we're going to have a discourse about it next week. He has indicated to me that he will be available, and I am really, really excited to have him on the show. We'll get the bio laid out for you, everything this guy's accomplished, but this is like the only other person I've ever met in my life that has as much, if not more, knowledge about outside of body experiences as myself. And so I'm really super excited to have him. And I think you guys do not want to miss this show. You definitely do not want to miss this show. What are you guys always worried about? What is everybody worried about? Oh, what's going to happen after I die? Well, don't be worried. Come find out what happens from me and from people who know. And then process that information and find out what resonates as true with you. Because what resonates with you, what you create, and what you believe at the end of the day inside of you truly shapes and creates your reality. It actually creates the reality. If you believe that there's flying pigs somewhere on this planet, if you believe it hard enough, you will one day eventually run into some sort of evidence or firsthand knowledge of a flying pig. It is bound to happen because you create your reality. As long as the ego of the disbelief of it not happening is not in the way. Okay? All right, guys. Somehow magically I've made it through the whole hour talking by myself without rambling too much. I did my little soapbox thing on current events in the beginning. I gave you a little male prodding into being yourself and embracing your Saturn return. Gave you a little bit of a female divine perspective and embraced for the people who are having some struggles and going through some midlife crises because they're not listening to their soul or not listening to their life's purpose. I disputed the fact and destroyed the notion that anything is hard and it's all perception. So that's true, that it's all perception and nothing is hard. I gave you a few tools to use your memory. If you've already passed your Saturn return, you're way, way, way along in your life. Use your memories that you're right now being so sad about and wanting and desiring to go back to, and use the energy to create something that you want in your life now. Then I talked a little bit about our upcoming guest, Eugene Braxton, who's going to be here next week. And I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, we're going to end the show here. And you guys go ahead and have a great weekend. Although every day is a weekend for me and should be for you. Every day is a day to celebrate. And if you're only celebrating something on one day of the year, then it's really not that fucking important to you, is it? It's not. Okay. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Everybody else who will hear this on the podcast, wake the fuck up, please. It's time. We're waiting on you guys. And we're kind of getting sick of waiting for you to wake the fuck up. Okay. Love you anyways. Pierce the veil. The truth will reveal itself. You guys have a great day. I'm out.